So a few weeks ago on BBC Radio Manchester, we got a call from Madge in Rochdale. She told us she'd been supporting St Helens for 60 years and was desperate to be able to go to Langtree Park to watch her team.
I'd love to go and see my St Helens team playing the new stadium, but I can't, because I can't get out of my house.
How does this sound to you? If we could organise with St Helens to take you to a game at Langtree Park.
Oh, it has lasted my whole life.
It's tricky for Madge, though, because she's now housebound following a car accident last Christmas, so BBC Radio Manchester are trying to make her dreams come true. I've got a taxi, a former rugby player in Paul Heighton, and tickets for the game. Let's go fetch Madge. Hiya, Madge.
Hiya. Come in.
Right, so we've made it to Heywood. I just want to ask you how excited you are about the fact that we're taking you to St Helens.
Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled to bits. I can't believe it's happening to me. I'm just never thought anything like this would come along for me.
Right then, we're in the ground. Madge is set up with her daughter Louise. Let's watch some rugby league.
Kutcher out to the right hand side. McGilvray! Bulldozes away for the line.
So a loss for St Helens in the Super 8's, their fourth consecutive loss. But Madge enjoyed herself, I think.
I've had a wonderful time, a really wonderful time. I'll never forget it. I can't believe how kind everyone's been to me and put themselves out for little old me. I never expected it at all.
What was the highlight for you, Madge?
Just coming here and my first sight of the Langtree Park itself, how amazing it was. It wasn't at all how I expected it to look. Really fabulous, yeah. Really top-notch.